Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Now, I'm sure you know about IMDb. Well, IMDb is turning into Freevee. What's going on here? You probably forgot about IMDb. It's owned by Amazon now. It's a place where you can watch shows and movies. But there are some commercials, but the commercials aren't as bad as, say, just regular standard network TV. But now Amazon, if you think about it, they have the streaming services covered. They have Amazon Prime, no commercials. And then their new Freevee has commercials. And the Freevee shows that you do see on what used to be IMDb is now Freevee. I know it's so confusing. Well, they do have ratings. But just be careful of any movies that are rated 3.14. You know why? They might be pirated. Get it pirated. Oh, boy, that was a really bad joke. I am so sorry. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, to America's most listened to show about all things digital. It's the biggest show. It's your most trusted source for all things digital, as I like to say. And you can find us on over 425 great stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free, anytime you want to get it, 24/7, over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Commando Show. Don't you love that? I do. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that's 1-888-825-5254. And I'd like to thank ExpressVPN for helping to make this show possible. You know, every single time you connect to an unencrypted network, say at a cafe, a hotel, or an airport, you are really putting your personal data at risk. So protect yourself, and you can get an extra 3 months free because you're a Kim Commando Show listener, but you have to go to this special address. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now, and oh, honey, did the power just go out? Yeah, I know. A scary alert from multiple government agencies, well, came out this past week, following the discovery, they say, of malicious cyber tools capable of just taking over complete access to industrial systems. Okay, what does that mean? The alert came from the Department of Energy and Homeland Security, along with the FBI and a National Security Agency. Okay, everybody is involved. But you know, these are the type of things that you don't really hear about on the network news. The alert didn't get into specifics, but all signs point to the malware being in question, being developed and backed by what other country? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, Russia. It was initially configured to target natural gas and electric power stations all across North America. It's one thing to lose power for an hour or two, but what if it was a day? What if it was a week? What if it was a month? Now, again, it's probably Russia. After the retaliation against the sanctions, of course, as since they invaded the Ukraine in February. Now, the fact that this alert has been issued is a good thing. The malware has been found, and hopefully it's dealt with. But wait, you know, there's going to be more malware coming, and so you need to do your part. Keep your operating systems up to date, your routers, your apps, your phone, whatever you're using. Make sure that everything is all up to date. And while you're at it, you might want to get a generator. I have one. All right, number two, Elon Musk did exactly what I said that he would do. That's right. Welcome to the Hollywood-style hostile takeover. Elon Musk is going after Twitter. All of it. Okay, if you go back a month, Twitter stock was about $33 a share. Then Elon Musk was like, I think I'd like to buy some of the company. Yes, 9% of the company, billions of dollars. He was asked to sit on the board, and then he accepted it. And then within about 36 hours, he resigned. Why? He had a plan, and it's game on. Musk is offering shareholders $54.20 per share. See the 420 reference in there? Yeah, that's for pot. That's $43 billion in cash. And then in his offer letter, Musk says that in its current state, and we can only assume that he's talking about banning people, and there's really no free speech on Twitter, that he needs to fix it. Now, people on Wall Street, they're a little skeptical. Musk is worth a little bit more than all of us, $265 billion. So the only thing that's really stopping him is if the shareholders refuse to sell. And he's offering them an 80% increase from the original share price. So would you refuse this? Okay. The board of directors, they say they're considering the offer. But meanwhile, a major Saudi prince and a whole bunch of other folks are saying, no way. And so all this, Musk is still tweeting along. And I don't know if you know this, but any tweet that Elon Musk puts out, he has to have it approved by legal counsel. Yes. I like this one. He's always so funny on Twitter. This guy, Scoobs, on Twitter writes to Elon Musk, is there any reason that most of the landings appear to have happened so far at night? Okay. And Musk tweets back, it's much easier to control the CGI that way. Okay, I'm sure people believed him. Number three, drones are hot. Drones are very, very, very hot. You know, we've been hearing about drone deliveries from Amazon for so many years. You know, get your package in as little as 30 minutes, and it has to be under 5 pounds, under 10 pounds. So maybe we're talking about a pair of socks or some hairspray, whatever it may be. Well, 10 years and $2 billion later, yes, that's what Amazon has invested in their drone delivery service, Bloomberg says there are some major issues. Listen to this. They looked at internal documents, government reports. They spoke to former employees, current employees. And it seems like there's a lot of technical challenges and also safety concerns. At least 5 drones have crashed during test runs, including one. Listen to this. In Oregon, it plummeted 160 feet to the ground, sparked a fire that took over 25 acres. Wow. I mean, talk about disappointment, especially for Bezos. He's not Amazon CEO anymore, but this kind of stain on the legacy is enough to make a drone man cry. Ooh, I know. But there are drone deliveries happening in Dallas. And if you're listening to the Kim Komando Show on KRLD in Dallas, and you have gotten a few drone deliveries, I'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call and tell me exactly what that experience was like. I mean, what were the good parts? What were the bad parts? Love to know. All right, number four, you're not going to believe this about your spam filters, partisan spam. That's right. Now, you've heard by now, we have so many complaints that social media websites favor liberal viewpoints and then pushing down conservative posts. But have you ever thought about your email? I mean, are we so politically polarized that even your email spam filter can't be trusted? Well, get this. Researchers at North Carolina State University's Department of Computer Science, they conducted an in-depth study of Google's email, Gmail. It's used by 1.5 billion folks worldwide. So it's a pretty big footprint, right? The study found, see if you can guess, that Gmail favors liberal candidates. That's right. It allows most emails from left-leaning politicians to land in the main inbox. See, what happens with Gmail is that it tries to filter your spam automatically for you so you don't have to deal with it. Now, more than 2/3 of the email coming from conservative-leaning candidates gets marked as spam by Gmail. Now, this whole study investigated Gmail, Outlook, Yahoo over 5 months and during the 2000 elections. And while Gmail leans left, okay, what do you think Outlook and Yahoo does? Yahoo and Outlook, they lean right. And I know what you're thinking. It's politics, Kim. It's just all spam all the time. Number five, talk about having a catch. Okay, we've heard the horrible stories about catfishing. You know what that is. These people, they create these fake accounts on social media or dating apps. Then they target someone. They gain their trust. They say, oh, I will love you for a long time, forever and ever. But I just need to have, say, $1,000 for an airline ticket. I can't pay my rent. It's like $500. I need my medicine. I'd love for you to come see me. I have all this money that I need to get out of my country, and I have selected you out of all the billions of people on the planet to help me. What you don't hear is a catfishing story with an actual happy ending. It all started when a Florida woman by the name of Nicole Hayden, she replied to an Instagram direct message from somebody supposedly named Marcus. Wow. Marcus is good looking, let me tell you. They started chatting more frequently, and it wasn't long before he said, you know what, we should get married. I just adore you. I can't believe that I met somebody like you. And at that point, she's like, wow, we haven't even really met in person. This is a scam, and I'm going to totally block you. But then he popped up again on Nicole's WhatsApp account, threatening to post photoshopped nudes if she didn't pay him. Yeah. Okay. He even threatened to harm her two kids. But she stood her ground, and she didn't pay. And the scammer went away, and that was just the end of it. Ah, but then there's the twist. A few months later, she was starting to see this guy's picture as a suggested contact of hers on Instagram. But his name wasn't Marcus. His name was Alessandro, yes, and it was a real account. So she sent him a message. She's like, dude, your photo has been used by someone trying to scam me. And he said, yeah, I know that. I mean, my picture's a favorite among scammers, attached to 100 of fake profiles, and there's not a lot I can do about it. They kept talking and talking and exchanging messages and pictures and good things like that. And eventually, they met in person. And guess what? They've been dating successfully, and they love each other, and all thanks to a scammer who didn't get paid. But I wonder if she ever sits back and thinks, is this a good relationship for the long haul, or am I just clickbait? Really? All right, let's talk about Angie. Home prices are nuts right now, let me tell you. So you want to stay in your home, but what if there's just not enough room? It's time to start using your outdoor space better. After all, springtime, and with the weather warming up, now's the time to take a look at those outdoor projects and see what you can get done. That's why I love Angie, formerly Angie's List. They took their 20 plus years of experience and they combined it with new tools to simplify how you get home projects done. It's so easy. Just open the Angie app. You visit online if you want to over at Angie.com. You cross things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Now, you've heard me talk about I used Angie for the front landscaping on a house in LA, and now he's doing the back landscaping. And then I also just used Angie on the patio to put those beautiful bistro lights. And so this way it's not going to be all dark and out there when you want to have some dinner out on the patio in the springtime. And it's really easy. You just go on to Angie, you say what you need, you answer a few questions, and Angie handles the rest from start to finish. You can compare quotes from local pros, you can connect instantly. And when you book and pay through the Angie app, you get their happiness guarantee. Oh, we also want to be happy. It covers your project up to the full purchase price. Now, Angie makes it so easy to get that perfect outdoor space done in time for summer. Just download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, Angie.com. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to answer that question that has plagued so many people. What is the best location for your router? What is the absolute best location? And also in our digital security tip, we're going to talk about a listener question. Oh my gosh. You know, I do read every single email that I got. So I received an email from a top fashion photographer. And I'll tell you more about it later on this hour. But he's legit. I mean, I checked him out, checked his IP address, found out where he lived, and it all checked out, the phone number that he left, the email address, the website, did a Whois search. Anyway, this guy has, I'm not going to say his name or where he lived, but he has done photographs for all the big names that you have heard as far as the top models. And his question to me was, I take beautiful nudes of my wife. Where can I store them online safely? We're going to be answering his question, as well as we have all of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you ever have a question for me, I love to get your questions. The best way to do it is to head over to komando.com. That's with K, of course. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And I'm the only one that reads your questions, and then we answer them on the site or here on the show. And I'd love to hear from you. And as I mentioned, coming up in just a few moments, the best location for your router if your Wi-Fi is just a little wonky. And how about we start this hour with Mark in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello there, Mark.
I really appreciate the newsletter and website, one of the trusted areas I go, and I don't know what to do with tech.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. That's awesome. That's awesome. So what's going on with you?
So about a week ago, I get this crazy text late overnight, and my wife gets my phone, picks up my phone in the morning, sees a message, and that message is a pretty big, heavy solicitation with a photograph of somebody thinking, I need to have a new relationship, and that I should be reaching out and taking care of all my needs through this person. So
lucky you.
No idea where it came from. No idea. It didn't even have a direct link, just the phone number.
Okay.
So it took about a day for this to come up. My wife catches me at dinner the next night and says, so what's going on? And I'm really stumped. Are you having an affair? Are you doing this? Are you soliciting things online? Because I saw the text, and I said, what text? And I hadn't seen it. And so she left it there. I opened it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that would be really bad. Now, first of all, it's a 20-something model, and I'm retirement age, let's say.
Okay.
And maybe not in the best shape, and all the other pieces that go, you got to be kidding me. That's not something I've done, not part of. And, of course, it's been, you know, really difficult getting through that aspect of just, you know, saying it's really not me. It came randomly.
She doesn't believe you. She just thinks that does she think you're fooling around on the side?
Well, that was the initial. I think we've since, you know, we've been married such a long time. We've talked through it. I think we're in better standings. And I think it's still in the back of her mind. And I kept saying, let me try to prove it. I first tried to check the phone number that it came on, and it appears spoofed, as in it doesn't have anything recollecting. It's not a regular one that I've done it before and said, oh, yeah, here's 10 people saying, you know, this is a bad number. But this one had nothing to it, showed somebody within a couple or the number within 100 miles, so it, therefore it looked like it was local enough.
Let me tell you, here's the deal, okay? I get them too, all right? I think every once in a while, one just kind of slips through the spam filters over with the major wireless carriers. Obviously, it's not something that you solicited. And if you want me to talk to her, I'll talk to her and tell her that, you know, this is just the state of the entire internet industry is that, you know, they know that you're going to read a text and they know that you're going to be, you know, on your phone 24/7, and it will get through the spam filters, and it is a spoof number, but it's something that we just all have to deal with. And when we deal with it, you know, you block the number, you see how it works. But I would tell your wife that you spoke with me, and I'm happy to talk to her, Mark. I mean, if you want to set up a time where I talk to her directly and just tell her that, you know, Mark's a great guy. You've been married for, what'd you say, 40 years. You know, move on. Don't let your marriage be disrupted by some piece of spam text that actually got through the carrier. And Mark, go buy her some flowers just for the heck of it. Because when's the last time you gave her flowers, that lovely bride of yours? And thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more tips that you never want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by NetSuite. CFOs who get it, they use NetSuite because you're going to get visibility, control of your financials, your inventory, HR planning, budgeting, and more. Let me tell you something. No matter what size business you have, you should go over to netsuite.com/Kim. Check it out. And when you're there, you're going to get a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. Once again, that address is netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim. All right, so your home Wi-Fi is slow, it's annoying. Well, it could just be because your router is just not in the best place. I mean, for starters, what you want to do is always make sure that you put your router as high as you possibly can, and maybe put it on the top of a bookshelf. Because here's the deal, radio waves, they shoot the signal downward in all directions. You can always change the antenna, though, on your router, so the signal only goes one way. I mean, like, for example, if your router is in the garage like mine, there's no sense having the signal just shoot out to the driveway inside the garage, right? So what you want to do is get a new antenna. Now, another thing to keep in mind is that household objects that also emit a wireless signal interfere with your Wi-Fi, your microwave ovens, your baby monitors, your security cameras, anything that's Bluetooth enabled, even low voltage lighting. So what that means is that you don't want to put your router anywhere near there because then you're going to get some interruptions. And finally, avoid the major Wi-Fi blockers. I'm talking about brick walls, cement walls, metal. And sorry, you know what? The fish tank. Yes, the fish tank. You know why? Because all the fish are great, but it blocks the signal. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we've got our digital security tip that you never want to miss. And this week it's the answer to the question, where is the safest place to store your naked pics? And it's a real letter from my listener mail. And back to the phones we go with Jim in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello there, Jim.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for your call today. What's going on?
Well, I have a trip to Europe, specifically Italy and then Spain for 2 weeks. And I switched from a major phone carrier to a smaller one to save money. The downside of that is the carrier I'm currently using does not offer service to Europe. And so I wanted to find out the best way to have phone service in Italy and Spain.
Wow. So you're going to be – that's awesome. Are you excited? I'd love to go to Italy and Spain.
I am very excited. 1 week is paid by the company. I want a trip, and then the second week is on us. We're going on a cruise. So
what? You want a trip? Excited. How'd you win the trip?
I was very fortunate and blessed. It was it's sales, basically. So I was very, very fortunate.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's terrific. So you're talking about 2 weeks. And there's nobody around you could borrow a phone from that has a SIM card. You don't have an old phone laying around.
That's possible for security reasons. I want to have access to internet and data and text and talk and all that.
Well, so, you'll see if you have a couple of ways to do this. Is that if you can find an older phone, or if you can borrow an older phone from somebody? I mean, there's so many of us that if you said, "Hey, do you have an old phone I could borrow?" They'd be like, "Oh yeah, I have. It's not the latest and greatest, but you're welcome to it." And then what you can do is you can buy a SIM card just for Italy, and then you'll buy another SIM card for Spain. And that's an option, and that's the least expensive way. Or you can go on the international data plan and carrier plan, and that normally runs anywhere from, say, $5 to $10 a day. Now, as an option is that you can actually rent a phone. And there are a couple of sites where you can rent phones to take them. You can take them into different countries. And that, you're not going to get, like, the latest iPhone. Well, you could get the latest iPhone. Let me back up. You could get the latest iPhone if you want to spend, like, $45 a day to rent the phone. But that becomes pretty costly, doesn't it? Okay.
It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do I do with that? So if you're just looking for like a basic phone, you know, something to take pictures with, something like you said to text, security reasons, if something happens, you can call emergency service or whatever it may be.
Right.
You're probably looking anywhere between, say, as low as $2.50 a day, maybe as high as $8 a day. And so that may be an alternative to finding a phone, getting a SIM card, doing all that other stuff. And then, of course, you do need to have a carrier plan with this. But still, it's going to be probably the least expensive route would be, like I said, to find a phone, rent a phone, you know, borrow a phone from somebody. And then if you can't do that, then you come into these places that where you can actually rent a phone. They have names like TravelCell.com, Cellular Abroad, and I'll post some links for you over inside the Commando community. And what that means, you go to Commando.com, and when you're there, there's the Q&A forum over on the left-hand side, and that's where I post the links. Because this way, you know, it's so hard to get these things out on the air sometimes. We was like, oh, you know, it's like one website sounds like another one. And oh, by the way, when you do rent these phones, you just rent them online. And then they mail you the phone, and then they give you a little bag to return the phone. When you get back, it's actually easy breezy. I've done that myself. And safe travels, Jim. Ciao to you. Au revoir. Whatever you want to say. Bye-bye. All right. It's time now for our security tip of the week. And this week is brought to you by Total AV. Now, you know by now you can't trust everything in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. I mean, Checkpoint Research recently discovered 6 antivirus apps spreading malware. It takes over your phone. Actually steals your banking details. So instead of just looking at the reviews and hoping for the best, check out my trusted pick for complete device protection. I'm talking about Total AV. It's received the renowned VB100 award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. So not only do you get protection from the latest threats, but Total AV's AI-driven WebShield browser extension blocks dangerous websites automatically. Plus, you can cover up to 5 devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. That's it. But you have to go to this address because otherwise you're going to pay more, right? And we don't want to do that. ProtectWithKim.com. Once again, that address is ProtectWithKim.com. And you're going to get an exclusive introduction rate of $19 for the first year. So that's $19 for all five devices, right? That's crazy. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. So head over to ProtectWithKim.com. Once again, ProtectWithKim.com. So yes, it was a letter in my listener mail. Guy's a renowned fashion photographer. When I mean renowned, all the big names, and I'm not going to give out a lot of details because I don't want to out him, but he lives in a major metropolitan area, and I checked out his IP address, and I checked out his phone number, and he's legit, and he just want to know where's the safest place to store any type of naked pictures that he would be taking of his wife. I mean, it's, you know, maybe something that you want to know about too. So we counseled with the best IT experts, sat down with John and Jeremy, our IT geniuses, and said, you know, what exactly can you do? Their advice was to avoid public digital archives that hackers can invade. I'm talking about Google Drive, iCloud, and Dropbox. And what you want to do is use a cloud service that comes with a private encryption key. That means only you know how to unlock the content that you put there. And it just so happens that our sponsor, iDrive, checks that box. Encrypting your private photos, it's easier than you think. When you go to iDrive, you want to select private key encryption. We've got the steps over on the website. And if you don't want to use iDrive, and you're going to save 90% if you use promo code KIM, there are some other ways that you can compress and encrypt images. Like, for example, you can use a free service like 7-Zip. These are zip files, right? We've used to use these for so many years. And they're pretty different because you can encrypt them. But first you have to compress them. And then the files should be safe when stored on another cloud service because no one can open your pictures without the encryption key. Now, you can also use your iPhone's native notes and look for the lock note feature. It's a little bit clumsy, to say the least. And if you're trying to share pictures, you want to make sure that you password protect the images. You can also compress and encrypt photos on your Android. So if you head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show, it's at the top of the page, of course, and that's where you can kind of walk through, and we're going to show you all the steps on where's the safest place to store. Maybe it's not your wife's, maybe it's somebody else's naked pictures so that somebody can't really get them and download them. And again, it's a really interesting question. And I do read every single question that you send me, really every single one. And in case you want to drop me a note, it's really simple. Head over to commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to talk about how you can save your text messages. Oh, and also the most common dangerous spy apps on your phone. And of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, let me tell you about LinkedIn. Small business owners are busier than ever. Yes, that's me. LinkedIn Jobs makes it quick and easy to filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and who you'd like to hire. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates fast at linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim. All right, we text a lot. We text with our friends and family. We text with business and associates. And now you probably have some text messages that you just, oh, you'd hate to lose them. Well, you don't have to worry about that because there's actually really easy ways for you to save your text messages. Now, first, if you're on Android, I'm just going to tell you, there are just tons of apps that promise to save text messages. I mean, if you go over to the Google Play Store, you're like, save text messages, it goes on, the list goes on and on and on. Now, the one that I recommend is called SMS Backup. You'll find SMS Backup in the Google Play Store. Now, if you're on an iPhone, you have a couple of different options. You can have your text saved with your iCloud account. You can just turn it on, go over settings, and then turn on iCloud. Make sure that you're not saving your text messages only on your computer, though. You want to make sure that you check the iCloud backup. And if that becomes too confusing or you're not on iCloud, there's an app to backup text that works on both iOS and Android. It's called iExplorer, and that's with the letter I. Now, if you need any of these links or the exact steps on your iPhone, Android, or iPad, just head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com, of course. All right, just want to let you know one thing, that if you're not already getting our daily tech updates. These are really great. They've grown over 300% in just a few months. And every single day you get two 60-second podcasts. One is a daily tech update, and then the other one is a digital life hack. And so wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando with a K, of course, and then make sure that you sign up for the daily tech updates and our digital life hacks. Let's see. We have Nathan in Missouri. Hello there, Nathan.
How's it going, Kim?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to take an opportunity to thank you so much for the robot vacuum that you you got for me for my classroom. It has it's done a really good job. You know, I just in fact, what just happened yesterday, I had a student drop a cracker on the floor, and another student quickly grabbed it up and said, "I'll eat it."
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I said, "You'll be glad to know that I ran the vacuum this morning."
Excellent. We love that. Now, just so, because I remember that you called in because you wanted to know which robotic vacuum to get, because I guess what, all the custodians they're no longer in the school? Was that correct?
No. Well, I mean, they have difficulty getting all of the things done.
I see.
And because they're short staffed, and you know, I don't know for some, you know, for whatever reason, but I had been, you know, before school every day coming in and vacuuming my room, and or not vacuuming, sweeping before I got the vacuum. But now when I get to school every day, I hit that button. And get it to run the vacuum for about an hour, and it does a pretty good job. It's just easier to maintain.
I'll tell you, I love the robotic vacuums. I mean, I do. I mean, I will tell you, I think these are like, my brother-in-law came over to our house, and he's like, "Dang, Kim, I don't think your floors have ever been this clean." I'm like, "I know, okay?" I mean, I just say, "Hey, Alexa, you know, tell the Roomba to vacuum the kitchen." And then she says, "Would you like the Brava Jet to mop afterwards?" I'm like, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I would." I mean, you know, it's like one of those things in tech that actually truly works. And Nathan was a recipient of our Commando show, Random Acts of Kindness. And Nathan, thank you for, you know, giving a call back and letting us know how it's working out for you. And if you ever think that you should have a random act of kindness from us regarding your tech, you can always drop me a note over at commando.com. All right, back to the phones we go with Paul in Dallas, Texas. Hello there, Paul.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. How can I help you today?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited talking to you. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, good. I like that. I like big fans.
All right. Me and my friends, we created a small charity organization back in Zambia, and I've been asked to see if I can come up with a website. So I want to throw in three words in there. We're looking at something simple, inexpensive, but very secure.
Okay, well, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right place. Okay,
right.
You know, nobody wants to earn a computer programming degree just to open a website, right? I mean, that's just
right.
Nobody wants to do that. And so, I assume that on this site, you want to give information and you want to accept donations and start collecting addresses for newsletters. I mean, does that sound like something that you want the site to do, or is there anything that I missed?
No, that's perfect.
Okay, good.
That's right on point.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the good news is that, you know, over the years that we've developed a way for people to have websites after they have, you know, you buy the domain and all that other stuff, and you can actually buy the domain from them too if you want. Is that you use, you're going to use templates. So just like there are templates for resumes, there's templates for websites. And so companies like Wix and Squarespace and Weebly is that you can go to their site and you say, "I want to have a nonprofit. I want to be able to," and they'll say, "Do you want to accept donations?" And then you personalize it. So you're going to take off their generic photo and you're going to put your photo in there. You're going to say whether or not you want the donations to go through PayPal or whatever it may be that you want to use. And then you can start collecting, email addresses. So then you get into email marketing. And then you can do slideshows that further describe what this nonprofit's doing in Zambia. And you can ask people for, maybe some ideas or whatever it may be that you want to do. But the whole thing is that you can have all this for probably, I would say for about $20 a month. And so it becomes very affordable. But more importantly, Paul, is that, you don't have to sit there and say, gosh, this doesn't look good on a phone. This doesn't look good on a tablet. Oh, my gosh. I sure hope nobody's going to be using Firefox when they visit our website, because everything's already all done for you, so that this way, that everything works across the board. So to get you started, I'm going to post some links through some web services like Wix and Weebly. And so this way, at least you can get familiar with it. And then as you start developing your website, if you have any questions whatsoever, I'm always, always here for you, Paul. And thank you so much for your call. All right, as promised, let's talk about some of the common dangerous spy apps that might be on your phone right now. Let's begin with weather apps. Some like the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, MyRadar, they are very good. But others like Good Weather, Spyware. Almost all the flashlight apps are spyware too. Only use the flashlight app that came with your phone. And then there are other innocent looking apps, but you know that they're tracking you. I'm talking about DoorDash, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, the Ring doorbell. And then there's also Tinder and Grindr. And so here's the deal, is that when you have apps on your phone, you want to use them cautiously. And if you're not using any app, just remove it. Get rid of it. And you want to stay right where you are, because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Komando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.